Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. What would you like to create in your life? Are you interested in having incredible health, or learning to trust your intuition, or finding a purpose in your life? These are things everyone would want. And Aware is committed to bringing you this information to assist you in creating a life you love. We invite you to share in this experience and become more aware. Good afternoon and welcome to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. And at the beginning of our Thursday shows, we have our environmental update, environmental corner, kind of what we call it. And just bringing in some brilliant environmentalists, people who have our earth at their best interest and our best interest. And it's always very helpful to just keep us in the loop of what we can do to improve our own personal environment, our planet. And joining me today is Christopher Toussaint. He's a documentary filmmaker, makes films on alternative energy and environmentalism and metaphysics and paranormal and all sorts of great stuff. Documentary filmmaking has got to be quite an experience. I mean, you must find some very rare things.
Definitely.
I would think so. So you got to get your mic working here. That's better. Thank you. So today we're going to be talking about cold fusion.
Among other things, yeah. Cold fusion is one of the most interesting and fascinating and underreported stories of the decade.
What is it?
It is actually a way in which hydrogen can be utilized to create excess energy. And it's not even sure whether it's a fusion process. Physicists are certainly debating whether that even comes into play, but it's like way beyond normal chemical reactions. Essentially, what has been happening over the years is that scientists, a small group of about 200 scientists worldwide, have been getting anomalous, very interesting reports that have to do with excess heat, excess nuclear byproducts like tritium and neutron emissions, and it's a non-radioactive type of process, unlike nuclear fission, for example, and it occurs at a much lower threshold, so it doesn't require enormous amounts of heat energy as in the tokamak reactors and other experiments, which, by the way, have not produced a single watt of excess energy. And yet millions of dollars have been poured into that, which is called the hot fusion process.
Now, where does it come from? Where would it originate from?
It's actually not fully understood, and that's the reason why it's throwing a lot of people off. The experimentalists, the people who are actually in the labs doing the research, are getting the repeatable results of excess heat generation and nuclear byproducts, and yet there's not one theory that can explain it yet. So it's kind of like all the people.
But it works.
It does work, not every time. It's not repeatable.
Mm-hmm.
Once there will be a theory that everybody can agree to, I think we'll see it really come into play. But there's been some amazing research just recently. For instance, the U.S. Navy just did a 10-year study and released their report. It's called Thermal and Nuclear Aspects of the Palladium Deuterium System, a decade of research at Naval Laboratories. And in the foreword of the report, it actually says that we do not know if cold fusion will be the answer to future energy needs, but we do know the existence of cold fusion phenomenon through repeated observations by scientists throughout the world. It is time that this phenomenon be investigated so that we can reap whatever benefits accrue from additional scientific understanding. It is time for government funding organizations to invest in this research.
Hmm.
And that comes out of the Space and Naval Warfare Systems Center in San Diego.
So there is some attention being put on it, a lot of attention being put on it.
A lot of attention, but it doesn't seem to make the mainstream press very often.
Well, that's why we're here.
And yet, just in March, there was a Science Magazine report that came out, a front page, headline type of report on acoustic cavitation. It was put out by the Oak Ridge National Lab. No small little research.
Right. Acoustic cavitation. What is that?
It's also known as sonofusion. In fact, Michio Kaku, a nuclear physicist who has his own show here on Pacifica, actually talked a little bit about it. And it hasn't been repeatedly verified, but the actual research has been pretty darn peer-reviewed and holds up to a lot, enough for Science Magazine to really come out.
Hmm.
It's tabletop. It doesn't require a huge apparatus. It's very, very off-the-shelf kind of phenomenon.
But the answer is that there are alternative modalities of energy being explored in very, very scientific ways. I mean, research laboratories, the U.S. Navy, and there's not, I'm censoring myself, but there's not a pure reliance that we have. At least these are being exercised, and not having to be reliant on fossil fuels.
That's right.
Is where we're going.
They're very non-polluting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these utilize basic elements like water or heavy water, and they somehow are able to tap the hydrogen. We know that hydrogen and oxygen, both components of water, on their own, release tremendous amounts of explosive energetic force.
Which is how these hydrogen vehicles are running.
Yes.
In Europe, right? They haven't quite gone full into the marketplace at this point, but I've ridden in one.
The hydrogen fuel cell technology that's out there and being pioneered by Daimler-Benz and a number of other companies is kind of an interim step because they still employ the use of fossil fuels in the process.
Well, they have the dual tanks.
Yeah.
Okay, but there is one full hydrogen tank and one full fuel tank if it needs to back up and rely on that, and it sometimes does for starting and stopping. But they're working on it.
Yeah, and it's a very viable technology, and hopefully it'll replace a lot of ways in which we currently are using fossil fuels. The other exciting thing is in the area of free energy that's happening right now, deals with electromagnetism. And there's recently been a patent awarded to something called the motionless magnetic generator, put out by, among others, Tom Bearden, who's a well-known theoretical physicist, ex-military man, and has a tremendous understanding of high-energy physics and different concepts, very advanced concepts of how electromagnetism works.
So the motionless magnetic generator.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
It's a magnetic-based device.
Magnetic.
It has strong magnets, coils, and a controller unit with the electronics. It actually doesn't break the law of conservation of energy. It just takes that energy and conserves it in the fourth dimension of time, which is very fascinating.
Yes.
And it's really hard to wrap your mind around that. Basically, he gets into tapping what are called longitudinal electromagnetic or EM waves, which exist in almost infinite abundance in the vacuum of space. It's also called zero-point energy. And I produced a film called Free Energy, The Race to Zero Point, which it kind of explains it. My background is from metaphysics. I'm a documentary filmmaker, and I've had a strong scientific background over the years. But putting the two together, metaphysics and physics, really gives you an overall understanding of concepts that Tesla, for instance, introduced way back in the turn of the century.
Well, the meaning of metaphysics is beyond physics.
Right.
So we have beyond physics here. So this is, how does this integrate spirituality into it? I mean, other realms, you mentioned the fourth density, and those are being talked about. I mean, that's being talked about in a lot of spiritual circles, but not in a lot of scientific circles.
Well, you know, for thousands of years, science, and even before science, alchemy and things like that, understood that there was an all-pervading ether that existed. And only really since Einstein did we throw out the concept of the ether. But that's just because we couldn't measure it. In a sense, it's like fish underwater trying to measure the water around them. This energy is electromagnetic flux. It's kind of like Amory Lovin calls it zippy energy, and it's just embedded throughout space and time. And physicists have only recently acknowledged its existence. Now, there's a debate whether or not it can be tapped because it's considered, you know, chaotic and, you know, just impossible to tap. But experimentalists with sometimes very, very rudimentary elements that they can buy from Radio Shack are getting some pretty interesting what are called over-unity energy results. In other words, they get more energy out than they put in to actually start up the device.
Well, you are definitely knowledgeable in this topic. And Christopher Toussaint is my guest. He's a documentary filmmaker, a lot of films on free energy or a lot of experience with free energy. And Cold Fusion is the name of his latest film. Great talking to you. Good information. So that's kind of an update on alternative energy resources and that they're in the works. And I appreciate your realistic, honest approach and the fact that it's not, you know, it's not available right now in the marketplace. But it's good to know where we're going. It offers hope for our planet that we are not purely relying on our oil sources and the things that are destroying our environment. There are other things that are being deeply researched out there. And I appreciate you bringing that knowledge to the forefront. Thank you.
Yeah, if we could just put a fraction of the defense budget into this kind of technology the Navy and other top research labs are supporting, we could have this technology in place within a matter of a decade.
Well, it might be coming from independent sources for now.
Oh, yeah.
We know that story all too well. Thank you, Christopher. And if people want to find out more, they can email you at c2saint, S-A-I-N-T, at AOL.com. Thank you again for joining me this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lisa.
Great. Good information. Okay, well, that concludes our environmental update for this Thursday. And next Thursday, we'll be having another guest on, just keeping you updated and in the loop on what's going on with our planet.